Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about, I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. Did I say that? I think I did. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I get excited here on the show sometimes, folks. I love doing what I do, and I love what you do. I'm so proud of what you do, and I love bringing you people who can help both of us, people who can broaden our horizons, educate us, inform us, sometimes even entertain us, and certainly help us understand more about what's going on around the world. And that's what Jasmine Bogenpoel is going to do today. Jasmine is a new friend. She's from South Africa. She joins us today from Johannesburg. She's an entrepreneur, many years doing that, and she's a thought leader in entrepreneurship in her world, in her country, in her area. She's the author of a new book called My Blood Divides and Unites. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. First, let's get her in here. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Bogenpoel, is that about pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Bogenpoel. The way you're pronouncing it, we can work with that.
No, I want to do That's it the fine. Way you want it. With a name like Blasingame, Jasmine, I try to get other people's names right. So say it again, because I want to teach my audience how to say your last name.
Bogenpoel. It's the most Dutch.
Bogenpoel. Okay, Bogenpoel. Okay, I got you.
Yes.
I can do Dutch.
Oh, you've got it. You've
I can do
Dutch.
Hey, listen, this isn't my first rodeo, man. Well, I can do Dutch. I'm glad you're here, Jasmine. I'm proud of the work that you're doing. Congratulations on everything going on over there. As I told you off the air a little bit, I've got a little bit of background in Africa, supporting others, helping them do what they're doing. I was introduced years ago to the oldest commercial union in the world, the Five Nations of the South African Commercial Union, right? You're familiar with SACU, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so they were talking about how to get capital into that part of the world, into the southern Africa parts of the world.
SACAC,
yeah, and so, tell me, what's the biggest challenge for developing countries these days? Is it capital? Is it culture? Is it corruption? What's the problem?
There's a thread of problems that span across emerging markets, and it's around education, health, commercializing agriculture using more modern processing techniques, and then finance for the people with lower income access to finance,
right,
and insurance.
Right. I remember there was one of the tiny little nations is carved out of South Africa. Some of the representatives were there, and I'm trying to think and remember one of the names. Swaziland is it? Anyway.
Oh, Lesotho is inland.
Yes, and they needed more capital into their countries, and I asked them about their infrastructure, and bless their hearts, they said, "Well, most of the people don't have electricity." And I thought, well, that's going to be kind of hard to plug up a computer down there, isn't it? And so some places, some of these developing countries, not all of them, but a few places in the last miles, out into the last mile of some of these places, they really have basic needs. But that's where things like Grameen loans have been successful, hasn't it? The micro loans, those have been successful for entrepreneurs and everything.
Yes, and now you can combine it with mobile banking products is over 100 million people in Africa who have who are using mobile banking. So
yeah, in fact, those
smartphones
Go ahead.
You can use smartphones for financial inclusion.
When I did my interview with those people, that you're right. Since then, the world has changed because there are people in these developing countries who are using smartphones to go online who've never owned a computer or a microwave or probably even a car, aren't they?
Yes, agreed. We call it leapfrogging because we haven't had that, the landlines, and gone straight to the mobile.
What do you want people in the developing nations to know about what you're trying to help people with? What are they? You talked about education, health, agriculture, capital. Talk to us about how to put all that together into something that perhaps we can help with.
You need solutions to solve for problems, and a lot of innovation capital, it goes to large industrials, or it goes to solve middle class problems or enterprises. And how do you allocate? We don't have we're not blessed with the pools of capital in Silicon Valley, and so a lot of problems around water, education, health can be solved for, but you need the resources, both financial and people, to solve those problems. I think you need budgets in more early stage investing in Africa,
mm-hmm.
and to encourage, to give a vision for entrepreneurship and the fourth industrial revolution, and then create an ecosystem where you can create new startups that solve for problems that have been going on for decades, if not centuries.
There, it seems to me that the purpose of supporting entrepreneurship in a lot of parts of the world is more philanthropic than profit. More because it's the right thing to do than that there's an ROI there, right?
Well, I think you can, because you can come up with solutions that are market-based.
I want to ask you, hold on to that thought, Jasmine. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to let you address that. Folks, she pointed out education, health, agriculture, and capital. Those are the big things that they need help with. Also, we're going to talk about incubators in a lot of these countries and accelerators after the break. Her new book is called My Blood Divides Us and Unites.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.